Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The stories of vaccination efforts in South Sudan are harrowing. Thousands traveling miles by canoe through some of the worst flooding in the nation's history to get a shot, only to arrive at medical centers that have run out of doses. These are just some of the stories first responders in South Sudan are sharing about the efforts to vaccinate. Right now, about 1% of the country's population is fully vaxxed. Dr. David Guy Zakayo is part of the efforts in South Sudan. He's a health specialist with the international organization Action Against Hunger and joins us via Skype. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yes, one of your colleagues wrote an illuminating letter to the New York Times recently detailing what he's experiencing at a remote health center in South Sudan. He said so much work has been done to get past vaccine skepticism. And while he's seeing progress, supply of the vaccine is the big issue. What are some of the realities that you're seeing?
We are working in one of the hard-to-reach areas of South Sudan in a county called Olfangak. That area is hardly affected by the climate change. The place is flooded, and most of the health facilities are inaccessible. So it was very, very, very difficult for us to reach to that area. In fact, we are operating in the area, but shipping the vaccine from the capital city of Juba to that area was very challenging for us. Most of the airstrips and most of the airports in that area are flooded. The second challenge was mobilizing the community. Have moved to the highlands, so most of them, it was very difficult for them to come, though they were willing. When they turn up to the area, it was very, very, very difficult for some of them who could not get the vaccines to go back.
This flooding, it's the worst the country has seen in nearly six decades. What are you advising the people that you have to turn away who have come for the vaccine?
I was keeping a hope on them that we are going to lobby. I believe international community will help. We are going to lobby for more vaccines to come such that we bring back again the vaccines. There's no any other way we can leave them away apart from helping them, because there's nowhere they could go. There's nowhere they can get the vaccines. It's only us and the government to do so. If we could get the vaccine, especially Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because it's a single shot, so it will be very, very, very good for them to receive them. And they'll be very happy to receive one shot, because the other two shots is not convincing to them, since some of them do not want to come back.
I want to ask you about something else. At the start of this pandemic, you said doctors in South Sudan are like soldiers. You're not only having to fight against this pandemic, people are also suffering from malnutrition, malaria, respiratory infections, and other hazards that we can't even get into on this show. How does all of this impact the larger effort to fight COVID-19?
I believe everyone knows that South Sudan has been in the war for a long time, and that war has affected almost everything. The infrastructure is completely destroyed. The health facilities are not being run. So when the COVID comes in, it comes on the problems which has already been there. And that's why I say we as a doctors, we became like a soldier in this country, because we cannot just run away from that problem and leave our people behind. So it's our fight, and we have to fight it with the little we have. When we got the vaccine, we have requested around 4,714 doses of the vaccines. But what we received was 545 doses. So this alone shows that we have a long way to go. And also, it's very hard sometimes to see as a doctor, seeing your patient suffering from the mild disease that you could have handled if you were having equipment or medicine.
Right. One of the bright spots in at least trying to fight COVID-19 is this mobilization and effort to stop misinformation, to stop vaccine hesitancy, get people on board. That's a big hurdle to overcome, but if you don't have enough doses, that doesn't matter. But I want to know, what is working in the fight to get folks on board with vaccination, and what more would you like to see done on this effort?
You're right. Initially, there was a lot of misconceptions and skepticals about the vaccine. There was a lot of rumors going around the vaccines. But for my organization, Action Against Hunger, in some part of the country where we are operating, we have a very good acceptance in the area. We are working with the community. We have been serving the community before this pandemic for so long. Community has a very big trust on us. So that one make it very easy for us to mobilize the community and to make the acceptance for the vaccine.
We touched on this, the push for international response. That's what you want to see. But what is needed now in the next few days and the next few weeks to help South Sudan vaccinate more people?
What is needed more is for South Sudan to get more vaccine and for South Sudan to get more funding such that organizations like Action Against Hunger can be able to roll out the vaccine in hard-to-reach areas, whereby the government is not able to afford, such that those international agencies can also do their part to rescue those people in such areas.
That was Dr. David Guy Sakayo, Action Against Hunger's health specialist in South Sudan. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.